Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas daf Chaf Gimel, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna Sursa daf. It's on Ches Amud Aleph, about a third of the way before the end of the Amud, with the words Gether Sheish Ba'asar Avanim V'chulu. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And right now, Am Yisrael needs a Yeshua Gedolah. So let's not forget about Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar V'Shivya. And let's daven and learn B'Schusam and for the Gula Shleim of Amitas B'Meher V'Yomenu. That was a quote from the Mishnah Gether Sheish Ba'asar Avanim V'chulu. And this was teaching that if a person has a stone wall in their field, he's allowed to remove stones from it on Shemitah if it's 10 tefachim tall and there's at least 10 stones that need to be carried by two people each. The Gemara says, Taman Taninan over there in Meseches Oilos, we learn in the Mishnah. This Mishnah discusses Tumas Oil, which is that anything under the same roof as a mace is Tameh. Now, this Mishnah tells us that there's certain things that have a din of oil, even though it's not in the classic understanding, literally a roof over one's head. So the Mishnah tells us, Haziz, maybe a Satoma b'chol shehu, a Ziz will bring Toma, even if that Ziz is very small, it's a kol shehu, and it's not a tefach. Now, what's a Ziz? So this is a ledger being protruding above the door of a house as part of the design. And even though it's not a tefach, it's even a kol shehu, it's still may be tuma, meaning if there's a mace under it, everything in the house is tame, or if there's a mace in the house, items or people under it are tame. However, the mission continues, hagizr ba'govlis, which are different types of beams or ledges protruding from the house, bepaseach tefach, they have to be at least a tefach, and that's because they're not meant for design, they're meant for practical purposes, for storing things and the like, and therefore they have to be at least a tefach. Now the end of that Mishnah tells us that the din of ziz is only if it was built three nidbachim, rows of bricks above the door, which is 12 tefachim, and that means that each nidbach is 4 tefachim. So Amr Chiyam Rabba, he tells us, Hada Amra, this says, meaning the fact that the Mishnah tells us how big a nidbach is, Zeshu Mekabel Nidbach Mechaveroi, if a person contracts to build a nidbach, Tzarech Lasus Lo Yarba Tefachim Kedei Makayim, he has to build one which is at least 4 tefachim, because that's what a nidbach is. Now Amr Yasser Yesi just argues with him, Masnisa Amr Kain, the Mishnah says that Beferosh, meaning you don't have to learn that from the Mishnah tells us that Beferosh. How so? Because we just quoted, the Mishnah says, Umeh Amra Ziz Mevi Asatoma B'chal Shu, in regards to what is a Ziz Mevi Toma B'chal Shu, Bezishu Gvai Menat Pesach Shalish Nidbachim, that's if the Ziz is 3 nidbachim, rows of bricks above the entranceway, Shehen Shnei Masar Tefach, which is a total of 12 tefachim. Now, Volometini Nidbachim, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that it's 3 rows of bricks? The Mishnah could simply tell us it has to be 12 tefachim above the doorway. So it must be, since it tells us specifically that it's 3 rows of bricks above the doorway, and that means it's Lamidas Hadin in regards to this other din, meaning in regards to Din Imamanis, namely where Chi Rabba said that if a person was contracted to build a nidbach, it has to be at least 4 tefachim high. Now, bringing this to our Mishnah, Rav Chiya Bar Abba Shaul, Rav Chiya Bar Abba asked the following question. Are these shirim the same thing as these shirim? Meaning when we talk about the stone wall in our Mishnah, does it have to be based off of nidbachim? And Rav Chizkiya bar Yaakov bar Acha says, B'shem Rav Yesi ben Chanina, Ilin Shiraya ki Inin Shiraya. Yes, these shirim are like those shirim, and the wall that we're talking about in our Mishnah is based off of nidbachim. Asking Gemara, how could you say that? Hachat Amar Shir Geder Asar Tefachim. Over here in our Mishnah, you said that the shir of a fence is 10 tefachim. Pachas Mikan, Machtsev. Or is less than that, it's not so. V'kayat Amar Hachin, and over here saying this, and the Gemara further explains this question, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Imkshayu Shnei Nidbachim. If you want to say that the wall of our Mishnah is 2 nidbachim, so Nisnishmai Nidbachim, then the Mishnah should say that the wall only has to be 8 tefachim tall, because a nidbach is 4 tefachim. And Imkshayu Shlaisha, if you want to say that the wall is 3 nidbachim, so Nisnishnei Masar Tefachim, so say that the wall is 12 tefachim. How could you say that we're dealing with a wall that was built based off of nidbachim, and that it's 10 tefachim tall? That doesn't compute mathematically. So Rabbi Yossi answers, say chatzi tefach lesisus mikan, chatzi tefach lesisus mikan, remove a half a tefach for smoothing over here, and half a tefach for smoothing over there, v'chein l'chavrein, also for its friend. Nimtza shlosh nidbachim, ashalasar tefachim. Turns out you have 3 rows of bricks for a total of 10 tefachim, not 12. What does this mean? So sisos is smoothing out a stone so it's nice and flat, and the top row of bricks of this wall have to be smoothed out so that they sit nicely, and that means that half a tefach is being shaved off the top of the brick, and half a tefach is being shaved off the bottom of the brick, so it's a total of a full tefach from the top of the wall. And when we say v'chein l'chavrei, that means for the bottom of the wall as well. Since the bottom of the wall is resting on the ground, it has to be smooth, and that means another tefach is being removed from there, so we have 3 nidbachim, but it's only 10 tefachim tall and not 12, because a total of 2 tefachim was removed for smoothing the stones. And Chaf Gimel Beis on the top, further clarifying this halacha, pachas mikan, if it's less than that, meaning if the wall is not 10 tefachim tall, in eloi geder v'loi machtsev, we can't treat it like the wall of our Mishnah, and we can't treat it like a machtsev, a quarry of stones, meaning he's not allowed to remove as many stones as he wants from it, like was described in our Mishnah. And continuing on, skipping this parenthesis of a metra amurim yitach shaloi, the Gemara continues, Tani was taught in a braisa, still talking about this wall, Amrav Yudah says, but metra amurim, when was this said, that if the wall is not 10 tefachim tall, or if it doesn't have at least 10 stones that have to be carried by a minimum of 2 people, he's allowed to take as many stones as he wants, but he has to leave at least a tefach of the wall still in the ground. That's only bizman. Here's the proper girsa, shenischav l'tikun sodeyu. If he also has in mind that he wants to be metak in his field, meaning not only does he want these stones for his building purposes, but he also wants to fix up his field to get ready for planting. So then he's limited to the amount of stones he's allowed to take. Aval, the proper girsa is, im loy nischav l'tikun sodeyu, if he has has no intention whatsoever to fix up his field, and he only wants the stones for building, afil yosher mikan mutter, even more than that's permitted, meaning he's even allowed to take away all the stones all the way up to the ground, because he's not intending to fix up his fields for planting, he just wants the stones for building. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the opposite. Amed v'amrim, when is it said that he's allowed to take stones from this wall? Bizman shaloy nischav l'tikun sodeyu. That's only if he has no intention whatsoever to fix up his field. Avol mischav l'tikun sodeyu, if he also has intention to fix up his field, besides for the fact that he wants the stones for building, afilu pachas mikan aser, even to take less is aser, meaning even if he's going to take stones and leave at least a tefach of stones still attached to the ground, he's not allowed to do that because part of his intention is to fix the field up for planting. And Amar Rav Bibi says, Hayu Rav Yosa k'din tanya l'kula, Rav Yosa paskin like the brisa that's mekel, meaning like Rav Yuda. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha hey, we continue talking about removing stones from a field. And again, just to review, removing stones from a field on Shemitah could be problematic because it looks like he's preparing the land for planting. However, in certain situations, it's permitted. So the Mishnah says, Avarim shiziyazasan machresha, stones that were shifted, they were uprooted from the ground because of the plow, ashayu mechusus v'nizgalu, or they were covered by dirt and then they got revealed because of the plow. So im yesh bem shtayim shalmasu shnayim shnayim, if there's at least two stones that have to be carried by two people each, harei lunatelu, those two stones and even the smaller ones are allowed to be taken from the field, because again, it's clear he wants them for building and he's not trying to fix up his field for planting. Another scenario, v'amsakal asedeyu, someone who's just clearing his field from stones on Shemitah, noitel sal yonis, he could take the upper stones, u'minech sanogos ba'aret, he has to leave the ones that are touching the ground, because then it's obvious he's not preparing it for planting, because he's leaving the stones there. And v'chein gagar shal tzreiris, oigal shal avanim, also if he has a pile of little pebbles or a pile of stones, noitel sal yonis, u'minech sanogos ba'aret, he's only allowed to take the upper ones, and he has to leave the ones that are touching the ground. However, im yesh tachten sela, if underneath this whole pile of rocks or pebbles, there's a huge sela, which is like bedrock, like kash, or there's straw, so harei elu yotelu, he's allowed to take all of them, because obviously he's not preparing land for planting, he can't plant in this area anyway, there's kash or sela there. Now the Gemara clarifies the first part of the Mishnah, it doesn't ultimately have to be that the plow actually shifted these stones, even if the plow will eventually shift these stones, meaning when he does get around to plowing his field, these stones are definitely going to be shifted by the plow, so he's allowed to remove them on Shemitah, even though they were not yet shifted. And our Rabbi Yossi says, Masisa Amar Kain, we have a brisa that tells us this beferosh. We have to add in three words to the girsa, and these words are actually very key to Rabbi Yossi's raya. The brisa tells us, Avanim shamachresha mezazason, stones that the plow does move, im yesh b'chol achas v'achas shalmasu shnayim shnayim harei lunatelu, if they're the size that they need to be carried by two people, so then he's allowed to clear them away. And the raya is from these two words, shamachresha mezazason, these are type of stones that the plow will shift when it goes over them, not that the plow shifted them already, so that's a raya for understanding of our Mishnah. Chav Dalad Amar Alpha on top of the Gemara continues, Rav Yaakov Bar Bun says, B'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, Zoy Say Meres, and really proper gear says to take it out. Now what's the din? Sha'asr Lakit Sroyas Mitoch Steich Haveroi, it's also for a person to go into his friend's field and take out little pebbles without getting the rishus of his friend. And why is that? Because Di Menachesh, when his friend weeds his field, so he's not allowed to take those weeds out of the field on Shemitah, he has to leave them there. So where does he put them? V'yav Isve Alehoin, he puts these grasses and weeds on these stones. So a person's not allowed to go into his friend's field and take those little pebbles out because his friend wants those pebbles to be able to put the weeds and everything he pulled out of the ground on those little pebbles. However, Hadadatim, this is only said Bebika, in a valley or a big open field that doesn't have a lot of little stones, Aval Baharim. But if we're talking about a mountainous land, Ubatrashim, or a very rocky land, Mutter, he is allowed to go in there and take out these stones without even asking his friend, Vetiva Chashavle. And he's actually doing him a favor because there's so many rocks and pebbles and stones in this guy's field, he's doing him a favor by removing some of these stones, even without asking him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.